venerable religious and dear parishioners, to nobody's surprise, I'm sure, I'm going to speak about the Holy Rosary since we've begun this wonderful month of reinvigorating and growing in our devotion to this very powerful sacramental, which has been given to us from heaven by Our Lady herself. In order to understand the Rosary better, we need to be reminded that we are in a state of spiritual warfare. That's the teaching of the Bible. We're told very clearly by the Word of God that the devil is out to get us. The devil wants nothing more than to drag us down into hell with him for all eternity. St. Peter says he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But very often, too, the devil operates by stealth, by deceit, by trickery. And he's going to attack us overtly or covertly. But he's not our greatest enemy. Our greatest enemy is our own selves, our own fallen human nature. We must not blame everything on the devil. We are our own worst spiritual enemy. Our fallen human nature is, which is why it has to be brought into check, brought into submission, overcome. We have to die to self so that self, that part of us that inclines to evil, will not drag us away from God. And then there is the world. We're always taught this. These are our three enemies: the devil, our fallen human nature, and the world. And the world is that, well, it's the spirit of materialism and pleasure, that idea of try to have your heaven now. Well, if you try to do that, you're not going to get your heaven in the next life, the one that really matters. And how can you even have heaven on earth in a veil of tears? It's impossible. So God wants to prepare us for eternity with him. So having understood this, that we are in a state of spiritual battle, we understand better some of the almost militaristic terms that have been used in describing the Rosary, in its value, in its power. And the very first one, to according to St. Louis Marie de Montfort, as he recounts what St. Dominic said, what Our Lady said to St. Dominic in giving him the Rosary, she referred to it as a spiritual battering ram. Yes, a battering ram. And that's an apt analogy, certainly for that time. Now, of course, they don't use battering rams anymore. Armaments have advanced far beyond that. But what does the idea of a battering ram suggest? And again, it's not against people, it's against evil. That is what Our Lady meant. What does a battering ram suggest? It means repeated strokes over and over and over and over again. It may take hundreds of times, thousands of times. And that's an apt analogy there. That's something that helps us think as we go through the repetitiveness of the Rosary. You know, don't we all want those instant results or quick results? But we're just like in the physical world, sometimes you have to do things repeatedly over and over again. Spiritually, you have to do that. So Our Lady's saying, keep on persevering, and you will conquer the devil in this way. You'll conquer temptation wherever it comes from the devil, yourself, the world. So again, Our Lady wasn't talking about physical battles, she was talking about spiritual battles. And again, this is nothing less than the teaching of Holy Scripture, the teachings of the church. But to give another analogy or another reference, in his encyclical on the Rosary, Pope Pius XII, issued on September 15th, 1951, he says this about the Rosary. He was promoting the Rosary, and in his time, he was saying, look at the almost unbelievable spread of wickedness in the world. 1951. A true Holy Father was alerting Catholics to, again, the spiritual dangers. And so he's writing this encyclical on the Rosary. By the way, Pope Leo XIII wrote on average one encyclical on the Rosary for every year he was the Pope. So should there be any doubt whatsoever in our minds that the Church, the popes of the past, want us to pray the Rosary? There should be not a smidgen of doubt in our minds that this is what the Church wants us to do and urges us to do. So anyway, I'm just one quote here from Pope Pius XII's encyclical. It is not with physical force, not with arms, not with human power, but with the divine help obtained through the Rosary, that the Church and all its members, strong and undaunted like David with his slingshot, will be able to confront the infernal enemy. So there we have it. That was a battle between David and Goliath. Of course, Goliath thought he'd have to do almost nothing and then just basically squash David like a bug. But all it took was one placed, well-placed stone in Goliath's forehead, and this mighty 9-foot-tall giant fell to the ground. So the Rosary looks small. By the way, it looks like a sling, think about it, but of course never use the Rosary as a sling. That would be mistreating a holy object. That would be sacrilegious. We never swing it around. Treat it with reverence. But the point I want to make here, this is about spiritual battles. And yes, we Catholics are going to be criticized for this. I can think of a horrible, slanderous piece published in the Atlantic magazine 2 years ago that claimed that the Rosary was a symbol of the destructiveness that traditional Catholics are apt to bring about. Nothing but sheer slander. It's not about physical battles, it's about spiritual battles. And we can't deny that. It's a reality. So the Rosary is so wonderful. It's so powerful. And again, let me repeat these words from Pope Pius XII. It's not about physical force, not with arms, not with human power, but with the divine help obtained through the Rosary. This is why Our Lady appearing at Fatima in the midst of the worst war the world had ever seen said, pray the Rosary to bring about an end to the war. So it's beads, not bombs, that are the solution. Beads devoutly prayed. We are praying extremely powerful prayers. The greatest prayer of all is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. That's why the Church commands us to assist at Mass on Sundays and holy days and urges us to go frequently to Mass. It will always be the greatest source of grace. But we need grace throughout the week. And for those that are not able to get to Holy Mass on a frequent or even daily basis, where the grace is going to be that you're going to necessarily need during the week to fight the spiritual battles, to overcome temptation, to keep growing spiritually, this is where the rosary is so critically needed. I love the fact that Father Patrick Peyton had that crusade for the rosary for so many years, such a devout priest, and during the 40s, 50s, and 60s especially, and even into the 70s, unfortunately now this is into the aftermath of Vatican II, when we see the destruction of faith happening and the great apostasy, the great falling away. But Father Patrick Peyton was absolutely spot on. Pray the rosary. Pray the family rosary. The family that prays together stays together. In other words, many graces will help your family to function better and resolve problems and challenges than if you weren't praying the rosary on a consistent daily basis. So what's there to lose? Nothing. How much is there to gain? I can't even begin to describe it. How much good happens through that daily rosary. Praying or prayer is powerful. It doesn't change God, because we know that God doesn't change. But from all eternity, if you could think of it, if you wanted to think of in some way changing God, it would be in the fact that he already knew from all eternity that you would pray these rosaries, so therefore those graces are being given. So we're not changing him in the here and now. We can't do that. But here's the point. The rosary changes us. Prayer changes us. That's a good enough reason to pray very much every day. It changes us for the better. It brings down graces that otherwise would not be there. And again, Our Lady of Fatima, offer up prayers, pray the rosary, offer up sacrifices. These things bring down grace that otherwise would not be there, and therefore there are so many more spiritual problems and difficulties. So I cannot do better than to urge you again to the daily rosary. I urge you to not only keep the Holy Scapular on you, but keep a rosary. Keep it with you in your pocket all the time. Why not? It's your spiritual armor. It's your spiritual means of drawing down grace. Now, one caution I must make, and I would like to explore this topic more in other sermons. We need to have a true devotion to Our Lady. You know, it is possible, sad to say, to have a false devotion to Our Lady even when one prays the rosary. How so? Because one prays the rosary more out of, as St. Louis says, precipitation, just to do it. Remember, that's not prayer, just to rattle off the Our Fathers and Hail Marys. There are, as I said, there are people that will do that just and say, look, I'm praying the rosary. Did you really pray the rosary? Were you really fighting off distractions? Did you really put yourself, your heart into your prayer? That's prayer. Not just saying it with one's lips. That's part of it. And yes, the more people you pray with, the more graces are brought down. There's a multiplier effect. So again, that's the benefit of praying the rosary as a family, praying the rosary in groups such as we do, you know, for during the holy hour, any time we pray it publicly, there's a multiplier effect. It just keeps adding on more and more the more people are there. So pray the rosary. Don't just say the rosary. We want to practice true devotion to Our Lady. And when you pray the rosary, you will become holier. If one is not becoming holier, if one continues to just keep on sinning as before, well, then obviously that's not a true prayer, because true prayer has effects. It will make a difference, and that will always be true devotion to Our Lady of the Rosary. There's ongoing spiritual growth, more spiritual successes in growing in virtue and overcoming temptation. So let us thank God, and let us thank our Blessed Mother for this wondrous sacramental. It, along with the scapular, will help bring about the conversion of untold numbers of souls. And let's be part of this wonderful spiritual plan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.